Hey everyone, welcome back. Today, we're taking a deep dive into LibreTranslate. It's a project that's, well, it's really shaking things up in the translation world.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. What really sets it apart is that it's totally free and open source.
Okay, I like where this is going. Yeah. Free is always good.
Right. You can use it online or even download it and run it offline, like right on your own computer.
So no more sending your sensitive data to, those big companies.
Exactly. It's a big deal for anyone who needs translations, especially if you're concerned about privacy.
So, like, for our listeners who might not be super familiar with LibreTranslate, maybe we can break it down a bit. Imagine you're working on something and you need to translate some text. Usually you just head to Google Translate, right?
Right. But those services, they send your data to those companies. LibreTranslate offers, well, a different way. It lets you set up your own translation server.
Wait, my own server? That sounds kind of intense.
It might sound complicated, but it's actually not that bad. It uses something called the Argos Translate Library. It's like having your own personal translation powerhouse right on your computer.
A personal translation powerhouse? I like the sound of that. But still, setting up a server.
Okay, so maybe setting up a server sounds a little intimidating for some folks. That's where Docker comes in. It basically simplifies the whole process. Think of it as a prepackaged server environment that you can run with just a few clicks.
So even I could do it. I'm not exactly a tech whiz.
Exactly. I actually tried it myself, and it was surprisingly easy. Even for someone like me.
Well, before we go any further, let's take a quick moment to thank our sponsor, SafeServer.
Yeah, SafeServer.
They're the experts when it comes to hosting software like LibreTranslate. And they can help guide you on your digital transformation journey, whatever that might be. Check them out at www.safeserver.de.
So back to LibreTranslate. What makes it really stand out is the flexibility and all the features it has. You can translate between tons of languages.
Tons. Mm-hmm. Come on, how many are we talking?
Seriously, a lot. And it can even automatically detect what language you're starting with if you aren't sure. Plus, it can handle more than just, plain text.
Wait, hold on. What else can it translate?
Imagine you want to translate a whole web page, but you want to keep all the formatting, like the layout and everything. LibreTranslate can do that. It handles HTML content like a champ. Saves a ton of time.
Okay, that's super impressive. So we've got this powerful tool. It can translate all kinds of stuff. But what about the languages? What can it actually translate?
Well, it gets its training data from something called Opus, which is like this massive open source collection of translated texts.
So it's learning from a huge pool of translations.
Exactly. We're talking dozens of languages, from the usual suspects like English and Spanish to Arabic, Vietnamese, you name it. You can find the full list in the show notes, but trust me, it's comprehensive.
That brings up something I was wondering about, customization. LibreTranslate seems to offer a lot of control, right?
Oh, yeah. This is where it really shines. You're not stuck with a one-size-fits-all solution.
Like, what kind of control are we talking about?
You can fine-tune all sorts of things. The number of characters you're allowed for each translation request, setting up API keys to manage how often people can use the tool. You can even restrict access based on where the requests are coming from or integrate it with monitoring tools. It's incredibly versatile.
Okay, so just to recap, LibreTranslate is open source, can run offline, has a ton of customization options, and supports a huge range of languages. But I gotta ask, how does it actually work behind the scenes?
At its heart, it uses something called neural machine translation. Think of it like artificial intelligence that analyzes and translates text.
Okay, that sounds cool. But could you maybe unpack that a little? Neural machine translation for those of us who don't have a degree in AI.
Sure. Imagine a massive network of connected points, like a digital brain. This network is trained on a huge amount of text, learning how words and phrases relate to each other in different languages.
So it's not just swapping words, it's actually trying to grasp the meaning.
Exactly. It takes into account things like grammar, sentence structure, even cultural nuances.
And all of this is happening offline, right on my computer if I choose to self-host.
Yep. It's a great example of how open source innovation is pushing the boundaries.
All right. So we have a basic idea of what LibreTranslate is and how it works at a high level. But for our listeners who are ready to give it a try, what's involved in getting it up and running?
Well, the easiest way to start is to use the online demo at LibreTranslate.com. Just paste in your text, choose your languages, and hit translate. Easy peasy. But for those who want more control or need to translate offline, there are a couple of options.
Let's break those down. What are the pros and cons of each?
If you're comfortable with the command line, installing via Python is a good choice. It's pretty straightforward. But if you prefer something a bit more user-friendly, Docker is the way to go.
So Docker is good for people who might be new to this whole server thing.
Absolutely. You basically download a pre-configured LibreTranslate package and run it with just a few commands. It's super simple.
And with both options, you have complete control over your data, right? Nothing's being sent to some external server.
You got it. Big win for privacy.
Now, the question everyone's probably thinking is, how good are the translations? How do they stack up against the big names like Google Translate?
That's a fair question. While LibreTranslate might not always be quite as polished as Google Translate, it's constantly improving.
I mean, Google Translate has access to a crazy amount of data and computing power.
True, but for a lot of use cases, LibreTranslate's quality is more than good enough, especially when you factor in the privacy and customization.
That's your point.
And the best part is, with all the active development and the community involvement, the translations are only going to get better.
Speaking of the community, LibreTranslate has a really active online forum, right?
Yes. It's a great place for people to ask questions, share pips, even contribute to the project itself.
So it's not just a tool, it's a whole community.
It really is.
Yeah.
And it's amazing to see how people are coming together to make this project a success.
Okay, so we've talked about what LibreTranslate is, how it works, and the community behind it. But stepping back for a second, why should our listeners care about this? What makes LibreTranslate so significant?
LibreTranslate represents a shift in how we think about machine translation. It's a move away from relying on big tech companies and towards a more decentralized approach.
So more power in the hands of users.
Exactly. Users have more control over their data, more control over the tools they use, and as machine translation gets even more powerful, projects like this are going to be vital, especially for communication and understanding across languages.
It's like breaking down those language barriers, opening up a whole world of possibilities. I'm sold. But how does LibreTranslate actually pull off these, what did you call it, feats of linguistic wizardry?
Well, let's break it down. Imagine you want to translate a sentence from English to, let's say, Spanish. The first thing LibreTranslate does is split that sentence into smaller parts, words, phrases, you know.
Okay, so it's not just a simple word-for-word swap.
No, it's much more sophisticated than that. LibreTranslate uses what's called a language model, essentially a complex network that's been trained on a massive amount of text data.
Hold on. What exactly is a language model? It sounds pretty high tech.
Think of it like a huge network of interconnected points, sort of like a digital brain. Each point represents a tiny calculation, and by connecting them together and adjusting the strength of those connections, the network learns to recognize patterns in data.
So it's learning.
Yeah.
Grammar.
Mm.
Vocabulary. What kind of patterns are we talking about?
All of that and more. It learns the relationships between words and phrases, grammatical structures, both in the original language and the language you're translating to.
So the more data it's trained on, the better it understands the nuances of both languages.
Exactly. And LibreTranslate uses data from places like Opus, which we mentioned earlier, to build these language models. Opus is amazing. It's got tons of aligned translated texts, all sorts of topics and languages.
That makes sense. So our English sentence is broken down. The language model compares those pieces to the patterns it's learned. What happens next?
This is where it gets really interesting. The neural network, it doesn't just swap words. It looks at the whole sentence, the context of each word, the likelihood of different translations.
So it's like a digital translator who actually gets the subtleties of language.
You got it. And based on all that analysis, it generates the most likely, grammatically correct, contextually appropriate translation.
Wow, that's impressive. And all this happens locally on my computer if I'm self-hosting.
You got it. It's one of the big advantages of LibreTranslate. You're in complete control.
Now, I'm curious about something. We've been talking about language models, but I know there are different types of machine translation models. What makes neural machine translation so special?
Good question. Before neural machine translation, we had rule-based and statistical machine translation. Rule-based translation, it involved making specific rules for grammar and vocabulary.
That sounds pretty straightforward. What was wrong with that?
Well, languages are complicated. Trying to come up with rules for every possible structure and exception, it's a nightmare. Those rule-based systems, they struggled with the nuances, the natural flow of language.
Okay, so rule-based translation had its limits. What about statistical machine translation?
Statistical machine translation, that was a big step forward. Instead of relying on rules, it used statistical analysis of tons of translated text. It looked for patterns and probabilities.
So, kind of like the early stages of what LibreTranslate does with its language models.
You could say that. But neural machine translation goes even further. Instead of just calculating probabilities from word frequencies, it learns super complex representations of language through those interconnected nodes in a neural network.
So it's like going from a basic calculator to a supercomputer.
Exactly. It's a huge leap. And that's why we're seeing such incredible results from LibreTranslate and other systems that use neural machine translation. It can capture things like context, tone, even cultural nuances.
And that's why the translations are so good, even though it's not a human doing it.
Right. It might not always perfectly match a human translator, but it's getting close. And it's constantly getting better.
So while it's not perfect, it's pretty darn good.
And it's only going to get better as researchers come up with new techniques. We can expect even more accurate, more natural sounding translations in the future.
All this talk about how it works is fascinating, but let's get practical for a second. How do you actually use LibreTranslate once you have it set up?
There are a few ways. It depends on what you need and how comfortable you are with tech. You can use the web interface. It's very user-friendly. You just type in your text, pick your languages, and hit translate.
So even someone who isn't very tech savvy can use it.
Totally. But if you're a developer, or if you want to use LibreTranslate and other software, you can use the API, that's Application Programming Interface. It's basically a way for different programs to talk to each other.
So developers could build their own applications that use LibreTranslate.
Exactly. That's one of the great things about open source software. People are constantly finding new and innovative ways to use it. And if you don't want to set up your own server, there are public instances of LibreTranslate available online.
So there's really an option for everyone, developers, language enthusiasts, anyone who just needs a quick translation.
Yep. And it's all free and open source. You can use it without restrictions, explore how it works, and even contribute to its development if you want.
Speaking of contributing, you mentioned that LibreTranslate has a vibrant community of developers and users.
It's amazing, really. It's a testament to the collaborative spirit of the open source world.
People from all over the globe coming together to build a powerful and accessible translation tool for everyone. That's inspiring.
It really is.
But we've covered a lot of ground already. We've talked about what LibreTranslate is, how it works, and the incredible community behind it. But before we dive into the technical details of how it actually accomplishes these amazing translations, I want to take a step back. How are people actually using this technology in the real world?
That's a great point. Beyond all the technical stuff, it's the real-world applications that make LibreTranslate so fascinating.
So let's hear some examples. Who's using LibreTranslate, and how are they using it to make a difference?
Well, one of the most obvious ways people are using it is for translating documents or web pages, you know, for personal use.
So, like, imagine you're planning a trip to a country where you don't speak the language.
Exactly. With LibreTranslate, you could easily translate things like travel guides, restaurant menus, even like local blogs, just to get a feel for the place.
It's like having a personal translator in your pocket, but without having to worry about those good companies tracking your every move.
Right. You're in control of your data. You're in control of how the translation happens. But it goes beyond just personal use, you know? LibreTranslate is a game changer for businesses too,
yeah.
Especially smaller companies that might not have the budget for professional translation services.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. It could be a huge help for businesses that want to, like, expand into new markets.
Imagine a small online shop, right? They want to reach customers in a bunch of different countries. They could use LibreTranslate to translate their product descriptions, their marketing materials, even customer support conversations.
That opens up so many doors without the massive expense.
And because they can host LibreTranslate themselves, they can integrate it directly into their systems. Automate translations, make everything run much smoother.
We've talked about practical uses, business uses, but what about education and research?
It's making a difference there too. Think about students, researchers, anyone who needs to access information in a bunch of different languages. LibreTranslate can really help break down those language barriers.
So like a student writing a paper could translate research papers from all over the world without actually having to be fluent in every language.
Exactly. And researchers who are collaborating on international projects, they can use it to communicate better, share their findings, you know, work together more effectively.
It's like a tool for, I don't know, democratizing knowledge.
Yeah.
Fostering greater understanding between cultures.
I like that. And we can't forget about the impact on open source projects themselves. A lot of them rely on volunteers to translate documentation interfaces, you know, so that more people can use them.
And LibreTranslate can help make that process easier.
Definitely. Teams can automate a lot of the translation work, which gives volunteers more time for other tasks. And it's easier to keep those translations up to date as the project changes.
It's incredible how something as, seemingly simple as a translation tool can have such a huge impact on so many different things.
It really shows you the power of open source collaboration, the importance of making technology accessible to everyone.
We've explored a lot of real-world examples, but I'm curious about something else. You mentioned that LibreTranslate relies on neural machine translation. Can you explain what makes that different from other approaches to translation?
Sure. Before neural machine translation came along, there was rule-based and statistical machine translation. Rule-based translation, well, it involved defining very specific rules for grammar and vocabulary.
That sounds pretty straightforward. What was the problem with that?
As you can imagine, languages are incredibly complex, right? It's almost impossible to create rules for every single scenario, every nuance.
So those rule-based systems, they probably were very good at handling the finer points of language.
Exactly. They often resulted in translations that were technically correct, grammatically speaking, but sounded unnatural or missed the actual meaning.
Okay, so rule-based had its limits. What about statistical machine translation?
Statistical machine translation was a big step forward. It used statistics to analyze a lot of text, looking for patterns and probabilities.
So kind of like the early stages of what LibreTranslate does with those language models.
In a way, yes. But neural machine translation, it takes things to a whole new level. It's not just about crunching numbers. It's about learning complex relationships between words, phrases, grammatical structures. It's like giving the translation process a brain.
So it's actually learning to understand the meaning behind the words.
Yes. And because it's always learning and adapting, neural machine translation produces more accurate, more nuanced translations than we've ever seen before.
Wow. So LibreTranslate is using this cutting-edge technology, making it available to everyone for free.
Precisely. It really is amazing what they've accomplished.
Okay, so we've covered how it works, the impact it's having. But what about actually using LibreTranslate? What's that like?
Well, the easiest way to get started is with the OnLate demo. Just go to the website, paste in your text, choose your languages, and click Translate. Simple as that.
So even someone who's not super tech savvy can use it.
Absolutely. But if you want more control or you need to translate things offline, you can download and install it on your own computer. You can do that using Python or Docker.
Those options sound a bit more technical. What's the difference?
Python is a popular programming language. Installing LibreTranslate with Python gives you more flexibility, but it requires some knowledge of the command line and how to install software packages.
So it's a good choice for developers or people who are comfortable with a little bit of coding.
Right. Docker, on the other hand, is kind of like a virtual container. It lets you run applications in a self-contained environment. It's a bit more user-friendly.
So Docker's the way to go for beginners or people who don't want to deal with code.
Exactly. And with both options, you're in complete control of your data. Nothing is being sent to some external server.
That's a huge plus for anyone who's concerned about privacy. Speaking of privacy, how does LibreTranslate handle sensitive information? Is it safe to use for confidential documents?
That's a great question. Security is always a concern when you're dealing with technology. But with LibreTranslate, especially if you're self-hosting, you have complete control over where your data goes and how it's processed.
So if I'm translating a confidential document on my computer using a self-hosted instance of LibreTranslate, that data never leaves my machine.
Exactly. It's essentially like using an offline translation tool, which gives you a very high level of privacy and security.
That's good to know. Data privacy is more important than ever these days.
Absolutely. And LibreTranslate offers a great balance between powerful features and the peace of mind that comes with knowing your data is safe.
Now, LibreTranslate sounds fantastic, but it's important to remember that it's not perfect. Like any machine translation system, it has its strengths and weaknesses.
That's a good point. LibreTranslate has come a long way, but it's important to be aware of its limitations.
Can you give us some examples of what those limitations might be?
One of the biggest challenges for any machine translation system is handling the nuances of human language, right? Mm. Things like idioms, sarcasm, humor, those can be tricky to translate accurately because they often rely on cultural context, shared understanding.
So while LibreTranslate might do a great job with straightforward text, it might struggle with more creative or culturally specific language.
Right. It's important to keep that in mind and not expect perfect translations every time, especially with more complex or nuanced content.
So it's always a good idea to review the translations, Maybe have a human editor take a look if accuracy is super important.
Absolutely. Human oversight is still important, especially for anything professional or sensitive.
Now let's talk about something I find really exciting about Libre Translate. The community aspect. You mentioned that it's an open source project, but what does that actually mean for users?
Open source means that the code behind Libre Translate is publicly available. Anyone can see it, modify it, distribute it. This creates a collaborative environment where developers and users can work together to make the software better.
So it's not just some company developing this in isolation. It's a global community of people contributing their time and expertise.
Exactly. And that's one of the beautiful things about open source projects. They're driven by a shared passion to make technology better, more accessible to everyone.
And how can someone get involved if they're interested in contributing to Libre Translate?
There are so many ways to contribute. Depending on your skills and interests, you could help with developing new features, fixing bugs, translating the interface into different languages. You could even just spread the word about the project.
So there's really a place for everyone, regardless of their technical background.
Absolutely. The community is always welcoming new contributors. There's a forum on the Libre Translate website where you can connect with other users, ask questions, learn about how to get involved.
It's amazing to see people from all over the world come together like this. But let's bring it back to the individual user. What are some of the key benefits of using Libre Translate compared to other translation options?
Well, one of the biggest benefits is privacy. We talked about this earlier. When you self-host Libre Translate, your data never leaves your computer. You don't have to worry about your sensitive information being sent to some third-party server.
That's a big deal in today's data-driven world. What else?
Another benefit is customization. Libre Translate gives you a lot of control. You can change all sorts of settings, like how many characters you can translate at once. You can enable API keys to manage how much the tool gets used. You can even restrict access based on where the requests are coming from.
So you're not stuck with a one-size-fits-all solution. You can tailor it to your specific needs.
Exactly. And because it's open source, you can even modify the code itself if you want to add new features or integrate it with other systems.
That's a level of flexibility you just don't get with most commercial translation services. And of course, there's the cost factor. Libre Translate is completely free to use.
That's right, which makes it a great option for individuals, students, small businesses, really anyone who needs a powerful translation tool but doesn't want to spend a lot of money.
It sounds like Libre Translate is really changing the game when it comes to translation, offering privacy, customization, and affordability. It's a pretty amazing package.
It really is. And as machine translation keeps getting better, Libre Translate is only going to become more important in breaking down language barriers and helping people communicate all over the world.
It's an exciting time to be following this. I'm curious to see what the future holds for Libre Translate and the whole open source translation movement.
Me too. And with that, I think it's time to shift our focus to the bigger picture. What does the rise of open source machine translation tools like Libre Translate mean for the future of communication and global understanding?
That's a great question, one that we'll explore in the next part of our deep dive. We'll discuss the potential impact of these tools on everything from education and business to international relations and cultural exchange.
So stay tuned, folks. Things are about to get really interesting.
Okay, so we've dug into the technical side of Libre Translate, seen how people are using it in the real world, and even talked about some of its limitations. But now I want to zoom out a bit. Look at the bigger picture. What does the rise of open source machine translation, like Libre Translate, mean for the future of communication and global understanding?
That's a really interesting question. And honestly, I think we're only just beginning to understand the possibilities. Open source tools like Libre Translate, they have so much potential. They could democratize access to information, break down language barriers like never before.
It's almost like, you know, giving everyone a universal translator, like something straight out of Star Trek.
It might not be as far off as you think. Imagine a world where language is no longer a barrier to communication, where people from different cultures can easily understand each other's ideas, perspectives, stories. That's the kind of future Libre Translate and these other open source projects are helping to build.
That's a really powerful vision.
Yeah.
What are some specific ways these tools could impact different parts of life, do you think?
Well, take education, for example. Students could have instant access to learning materials from anywhere in the world, no matter what language they were originally written in. Imagine a student in, say, rural India, being able to learn from the best textbooks and online courses from universities in the US or Europe.
That would be incredible. It could totally revolutionize education, make knowledge truly accessible to everyone.
Right. And think about the business world. Companies could collaborate so much easier with partners and customers in different countries. Imagine a small startup in Brazil being able to communicate seamlessly with potential investors in Japan or Germany.
It could level the playing field for businesses of all sizes, giving them access to global markets without those traditional language barriers.
And for cultural exchange, think about the potential for people from different cultures to connect and share their experiences more easily. Imagine being able to read a blog post from a writer in China or watch a documentary film from a filmmaker in Senegal without needing subtitles or translations. It could really help people understand each other better, build empathy.
It sounds like these tools could have a huge impact on how we interact with the world.
Absolutely. They could bridge cultural divides, make collaboration easier, create a more interconnected and understanding world. It's pretty exciting.
It really is. But of course, no technology is perfect. Machine translation still has its challenges. What are some of the potential downsides or risks we need to be aware of as these tools become more common?
One concern is bias. Machine translation models are trained on data, just like any AI system. And if that data contains biases, those biases can end up in the translations. We have to be careful about that, critically evaluate the output, especially when dealing with sensitive information.
So we can't just blindly trust the translations, especially when it comes to important stuff.
Right. Human oversight and critical thinking are still important. Another concern is the potential impact on language diversity. If people become too reliant on machine translation, it could lead to a decline in the use of certain languages.
That's a really good point. We have to be mindful of that. Mm-hmm. We need to use these tools to promote communication and understanding, but not at the expense of the richness and diversity of human languages.
I agree. It's about finding a balance, leveraging the power of technology, but also preserving the beauty and complexity of human expression.
Well, this has been a fantastic conversation. We've covered so much ground, from the technical details of LibreTranslate to the bigger picture of open source machine translation and what it means for the future of communication and global understanding.
It's amazing to see how quickly things are changing. Tools like LibreTranslate are really at the forefront of this technological revolution.
They're giving individuals, communities, and businesses the power to connect and collaborate in ways we never could have imagined before. And as these tools continue to improve, it's exciting to think about the possibilities for a more interconnected and understanding world.
Before we wrap up, I'd like to leave our listeners with a question to think about. As machine translation becomes more sophisticated, more accessible, how do you think it will shape the way we interact with the world? How will it impact our relationships, our work, our understanding of different cultures? These are some of the big questions we'll continue to explore right here on The Deep Dive.
And of course, a huge thank you to SafeServer for supporting this episode. If you want to learn more about their services, be sure to check them out at www.safeserver.de.
And that's it for today's deep dive into LibreTranslate. We hope you enjoyed it, learned something new, and maybe even got a little inspired. Thanks for listening.